Alhamdulillah. نستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa of Allah. For whoever has taqwa of Allah will not go astray and will be made happy and will be made successful. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, indeed, the greatest requirement is the fulfillment of Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. The greatest objective and the greatest purpose is the fulfillment of the kalima, the shahadatul haqq, La ilaha illallah. This statement, La ilaha illallah, and its realization is the greatest purpose. The realization that there is no deity worshipped in truth except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this reason, the greatest obligation upon a person in this world is to comprehend the meaning of La ilaha illallah and to understand what it implies and to act in accordance to its objectives and conditions. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this mighty statement, La ilaha illallah, has conditions and prerequisites that make it correct. It was said to Hassan al-Basri, Rahmatullahu alayh, is it not true that whoever says La ilaha illallah shall enter paradise? Hassan replied, whoever says La ilaha illallah and fulfills its rights and obligations will enter paradise. And Wahab ibn Munabbih, when he was asked about the key to paradise, that it is La ilaha illallah, he responded, yes, but every key has teeth. Either you bring the teeth or the door will not be opened for you. And Hasan al-Basri, once when he was with al-Farazdaq, who was burying his wife who had passed away, Hasan al-Basri, he said to al-Farazdaq, the poet, what have you prepared for a day like this? A day like this when, like your wife is being buried now. So al-Farazdaq, he replied, I have been saying La ilaha illallah for 70 years. So Hasan al-Basri, he replied to him, he said, that is a great preparation, but no, that La ilaha illallah has conditions. And he said to him, beware of falsely slandering women in your poetry. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, it is obligatory on every person to act in accordance to the meaning of La ilaha illallah, to fulfill the foundation of this word and to act in accordance to what is intended behind it. From acknowledging the oneness, the wahdaniyya of Allah, the unity of Allah, and negating the divinity or the worship of anything else besides Allah Most High. This mighty statement, La ilaha illallah, is not simply a name, a wording that doesn't have meaning, or a speech that doesn't have a reality, or a word that doesn't have any impact, any implication. Rather, it has a very vast and great and immense meaning, a magnificent connotation, which is more magnificent and more meaningful than any other word. The foundation, the foundational meaning of La ilaha illallah is that anything besides Allah should not be worshipped, is not worshipped in truth, or made a deity, a god. And ascribing to divinity, ascribing godhood to anything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most false of falsehood and the most unjust of injustice, and it is the most extreme in terms of misguidance. It is a powerful statement that does not benefit the one who says it unless he knows what it implies, what it means, and what it negates as well, what it affirms of divinity of Allah, and what it negates of godhood to anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus a person must accept it and act in accordance to it. The one who says it must know absolutely that there is nothing that is worshipped in reality, in truth, except Allah Jalla wa Ana. It is a statement that requires sincerity for Allah alone, abandoning anything else that is worshipped beside Him. It requires negating all types of worship except that which is directed only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iyaka na'bud وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone do we worship, and you from you alone do we seek help. La ilaha illallah implies a great and vast meaning, which is that a person does not seek any other object of worship, any god. He does not submit himself to anything other than Allah. He does not surrender and obey and submit to anything except Allah, the One and Unique. This word, this person who says this word, he establishes the Allah's Lordship through pure Tawheed, through pure worship that removes the nafs. By saying this word, this pure word removes the nafs from the darkness of ignorance and brings it into the light of guidance. By saying this word, it purifies the nafs from all forms of shirk and superstition and false beliefs and notions. Tawheed that is pure, it raises a person to an honored status such that he doesn't submit to anything like him or below him. He is beyond this. He is beyond worshipping anything in the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. And they have not been commanded except to worship Allah, مُخْلِصِينَ, having sincerity, لَهُ الدِّينَ. The whole religion is for Him alone. La ilaha illallah It means singling Allah out in worship and disassociating anything else from worship, whether it is a noble angel or a righteous prophet or a noble righteous person. It is a statement that is inclusive of turning and devoting oneself completely and wholly to Allah in humility, in submission, in seeking and desiring, in fearing and in hope. For the people of La ilaha illallah, they do not devote any aspect of worship, any religious act towards other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not ask from other than Allah. They do not make dua to other than Allah. They do not place their trust and hope and reliance in other than Allah. They do not hope for anything other than Allah. And they do not sacrifice or make oaths except for His sake. And they do not desire the removing of harm or the bringing of benefit except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. Say indeed, my prayer and my sacrifice, my life and death, it is for Allah. There is no partner to Him. Brothers and sisters in Islam, from the conditions of saying La ilaha illallah is to have knowledge of what it means, to know its true meaning, which we have just mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ La ilaha illallah. Have knowledge, understand that there is nothing, there is no deity worshipped in truth except Allah. So the first condition is ilm, understanding and comprehending the meaning of these words, La ilaha illallah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever dies and he knows, he comprehends that there is no deity worshipped in truth except Allah, then he shall enter Jannah. Narrated by Muslim. And from the conditions of La ilaha illallah is to have conviction and yaqeen, free of any doubt or any ambivalence about the meaning of La ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. Indeed, the believers, they are only those who believe in Allah and His Messenger, and then they do not have doubt. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. They do not have doubt in it. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in a hadith narrated by Imam Muslim, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. No servant meets Allah saying these words or with these words without doubting them except that they shall enter paradise. And Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, he narrates that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم once said to him, take these two sandals of mine and go beyond the wall, and whoever you find saying La ilaha illallah with complete yaqeen, complete conviction from his heart, then give them the good news of paradise. Narrated by Muslim. From the conditions of La ilaha illallah is to have ikhlas, sincerity, free of showing off and of shirk, Riyah, so that one's actions are in accordance to the words, and that they are made pure for Allah alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, ألا لله الدين الخالص. Isn't it that the for Allah is the pure religion, the sincere religion? And he says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden the hellfire for the one who says La ilaha illallah, seeking Allah's face, seeking Allah's countenance, narrated by Bukhari. And Imam al-Bukhari, he narrates as well that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that the happiest one, with for the quickest one to attain my intercession on the day of judgment, will be the one who says La ilaha illallah sincerely from his heart. And from the conditions, O believers, of La ilaha illallah is siddiq, or truthfulness, so that one's words, one's tongue, and one's heart are acting together in truth, so that one is truthful both in open and in secret, so that La ilaha illallah is manifested on the limbs, it is acted upon by our hands and limbs, and that we carry out through our limbs the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Allah says, we gave fitna, we gave tests to those who were before them. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. In order that Allah know those who are truthful, that were truthful in what they said. وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الكاذبين. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will know those who were lying. And also in the Sahihain, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever bears witness to La ilaha illallah, there is no deity worshipped in truth except Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his messenger, truthfully from his heart, save that Allah has forbidden the fire for him. And from the conditions, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, of La ilaha illallah is love for Allah and for his messenger and for his sharia and for his religion and for the people of iman and the people of obedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says regarding the mu'mineen, the people of faith, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those who have iman, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those who have true iman, they have strong love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said three things, if they are found in a person, they will find the sweetness, the taste, and the pleasure of iman. That Allah and His Messenger are more beloved to him than anything else in the world. And that a person loves another for the sake of Allah alone. And that a person hates being or returning to kufr like one hates being thrown inside of a fire. Agreed upon by Bukhari and Muslim. And from the conditions, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, of La ilaha illallah is complete acceptance, qabool, complete acceptance and submission to the statement La ilaha illallah. That is that one's tongue and one's heart and one's limbs are in complete compliance and submission to the sharia of Allah, obeying His rulings an absence of any resistance to Allah's commandments and His rulings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةَ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. And it is not for a believing man nor a believing woman, if Allah and His Messenger have decreed or ruled in a matter, that they have any choice, any remaining desire in the matter. So the tawheed of belief, the tawheed of iman, of belief, must be followed by the tawheed of the limbs, of the actions. And it must be followed by istiqama, being upright upon this word of La ilaha illallah. It must be accompanied by the tawheed of obedience and following. For aqidah in belief, but the faith and the tawheed in our belief cannot be upright unless it is accompanied by righteous actions and seeking the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The true person of La ilaha illallah, the very feelings of his heart, his very emotions are attached, the depth of his heart is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling his commands and staying away from his prohibitions. O gathering of Muslims, O Ummah of Islam, O nation of La ilaha illallah, O nation that believes that the rule belongs to Allah alone, it does not compete with Allah for rule. It is its deen, its religion is given complete control over its desires, overpowering the nafs and its trappings, its ambitions. Islam is its constitution, its system of affairs, its source of honor and greatness. Humble to its Lord, obedient to its Creator, surrendered and submissive to the Sharia of the Creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. For know by your Lord, they do not believe, they do not have faith, until they make you, O Messenger, their judge in their affairs between them. Then they do not find in their souls any resistance to your decisions, but they accept it with full conviction. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim. وأقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. استغفر الله العظيم. الله الحمد لله على إحسانه وشكر له لتوفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم عليه وعلى آله. عباد الله أيها المسلمون أوصيكم بتقوى الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى فهي وصية الأولين والآخرين. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa of Allah, for this is the best advice for the early generations and the latter generations. O Muslims, from the belief of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that acting in accordance to what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever prays like we pray, and whoever faces our qibla, and whoever eats from our slaughtering, then he is a Muslim, and he is granted the protection of Allah and the protection of the Messenger So do not betray Allah regarding those whom He protected, narrated by Bukhari. Therefore, it is from the beliefs of Ahlul Sunnah that we do not declare any person to be a kafir because of a sin that they do, provided that they do not make that sin something halal. That is, we do not declare any person, a non-Muslim, for a sin that they do, unless they make that sin something that they believe is halal. And it is a great slandering and a great calumny to declare people as disbelievers who say La ilaha illallah without evidence from the Quran or the pure Sunnah or from the ijma' of the Muslims. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says in a hadith that is agreed upon by Bukhari and Muslim, if a man says to his brother, O kafir, then one of them is guilty of it. And if the one who said it too is really a disbeliever, then that word would apply to him. But if not, then the word returns upon the one who said it. The ulama, they have commented on this hadith regarding the words, it returns upon the one who said it. The one who called a Muslim O kafir, or a person O kafir. And they said what it means, what does it mean that the word returns upon the one who said it? They said either that the person who called another a kafir, he thinks that this is something halal in Islam, to declare Muslims as kuffar, so therefore he himself became a kafir by that belief. Another explanation the ulama give is that the sin of declaring other people as disbelievers, that sin of doing that would come upon the person who said, O kafir. And the third is that a person who says, O kafir, he is going down a path that would lead him to leaving Islam. All of these meanings are correct. So fear Allah and adhere to the truths of La ilaha illallah and hold and honor its obligations and hold strictly to its conditions. Follow Islam and you will find success and happiness in this world and in the afterlife. And know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us with a great command, which is indeed sending peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in wa radda Allahumma an al-khulafa' al-rashidin Abi Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali wa an al-al wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yawm al-deen. Allahumma a'iz al-islam wa al-muslimin. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم ارفع قدر المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم اكبت ودمر عداءك أعداء الدين اللهم اجمع كلمة المسلمين على الحق والدين اللهم بحق لا إله إلا الله اجمع كلمة المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا جميعا اللهم اجعلنا من أهل لا إله إلا الله قبولا وقولا وعملا ومحبة يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك اللهم صل على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
حقا لا إله إلا الله. استووا اعتدلوا استووا وتراصوا صد الخلل. الله أكبر
الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. سبحان الله العظيم. سبحان الله.